This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The November USDA Grain Production and Supply Demand Reports. First, the good news. USDA reduced both corn and soybean yields in production. USDA lowered the corn yield 1.8 bushel per acre to 178.9 bushel. We told you that the late harvest was disappointing. That reduced production by 85 million bushel. They reduced the Iowa yield by 6 bushel per acre to 198. I told you that the Iowa yield was bushels overstated. They took Minnesota down 7 bushel per acre to 184, South Dakota down 6 to 166, and dropped Illinois by 2 bushel per acre to 210. The bad news is that they reduced demand as well in the balance sheet. They reduced feed usage by 50 million bushel, left ethanol usage unchanged as E15 may offset the RIN waivers, and they reduced corn exports by 25 million bushel. That resulted in a net reduction of carryover of 77 million bushel to 1.736 billion. That too was a friendly number, but it needed to be 1.6 something to be really friendly. Brazil thinks that they will have a much better corn crop coming and able to boost corn exports from 23 million metric ton last year to 31. The advance rate of soybean planting progress in Brazil bodes well for their second corn crop. The eye-opener was world corn-ending stocks. Last month, the USDA was projecting world-ending stocks of 159.4 million metric ton. USDA announces that they will be 307.5 million metric ton. Where did that truck come from? China revised its agricultural census upward, and the USDA took their numbers seriously. USDA estimated Chinese corn stocks as 79.55 million metric ton in October, and boosted the number to 222 million in this report. Global corn stocks are not as tight as thought, but they are all in China. New data puts Chinese production at 259 million metric ton and usage at 245. I think that it'll take a little while to digest the revision, but I don't think much has actually changed. These stocks are all in China, and they're not going to sell them. A 20-week cycle low is due, and we were buying the break. On soybeans, USDA reduced the U.S. yield a full bushel per acre to 52.1. That reduced soybean production by 90 million bushel. Harvest weather was not favorable, and some crop is still unharvested, so is at risk. They reduced the Iowa soybean yield 3 bushel per acre to 58. They dropped Illinois 2 bushel per acre to 64, and Missouri 2 bushel per acre to 46. They increased a few state yields, but not states that grow a lot of acres. Here, too, despite the reduction in production, USDA increased the soybean carryover from 885 million bushel to 955. USDA increased the domestic crush by 10 million bushel to 2.07 billion, but reduced soybean exports a whopping 160 million bushel to 1.9 billion. We will crush more soybeans than we export this year. USDA lowered their price projection for soybeans by 25 cents. There was no eye-opening change in world soybean ending stocks as there was in corn. USDA increased them slightly from 110 million metric ton to 112.1. China says that they will import 83.7 million metric tons of soybeans, which was well below USDA's last estimate. They intend to stay out of the U.S. soybean market until they can buy in Brazil again. Only a resolution of the trade war will change that. Brazil is well ahead of normal planting progress, so should have some new crop early next year. The El Nino gives a 70% chance of above-trend line yields in South America. I think that selling rallies rather than buying breaks in soybeans is the better strategy. Most farmers think that Trump will fix this in late November. Good luck. He is not feeling any of the pain from his trade wars. Heck, Ivanka Trump got 16 more of her trademarks approved in China for a range of products last Tuesday. U.S. soybeans will not make money in China, but she will. I think that farmers are storing soybeans for lower prices unless a deal gets made. The soybean market is entirely a bet on whether the trade war is resolved. Otherwise, they will likely have bins full of beans that do not make money yet next spring when they plant another crop of soybeans that will not make money either until prices recover. I'm intending to hedge a corn rally and plant corn, but there is no certainty there either. If everyone does that and the weather is good next year, the corn market will eventually drop like the soybean market has. The way it is right now, we need to reduce soybean acres by 8 million just to keep the carryover from climbing. Those acres will mostly shift to corn and soybeans. USDA reduced the wheat carryover by 7 million bushel, adjusting upward the seed category. If we have to reduce the wheat carryover by planting more seed, it'll take a long time before the wheat carryover is bullish. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.